have a ministry with an I Love Moment. It's positive, it's inspirational, it's uplifting, and yes, the I is intentional. It is an intentional love moment here at 3:50 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, I pray that you're having an awesome day so far, especially in lieu of such devastation that's going on in the world. You know, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this tragedy that's going on today. It just really has been such a decline in the morale of people. And, you know, really, this is nothing new. Tragedy has happened and has been happening even when Jesus walked the earth over 2,000 years ago. The things were happening. It's just that things are getting worse. And the sad part about it is that it's not going to get any better, to be honest with you. Even with this this evil and devastation and being so prevalent in the world on today, that, you know, even creation is groaning and travailing and because of this fact. And even us within ourselves, we are groaning and waiting for the adoption or the redemption of our bodies. The thing of it is we're not here to stay. And I think that we have forgotten the fact that, you know, this is not our home. We have a better hope, a better place that we're looking forward to, where there's no crying, no more dying, there's no hurting and devastation and tragedies there, where we're looking to go, which is heaven. And but the only way that we're going to be able to enjoy such a place is that you have to give your life over to Jesus. Accept Him in your life. He came here on earth and shedded His glory for us and took on human flesh to die, and He rose again just for us to have that privilege to live for Him, with Him forevermore. And we want you to take advantage of that. I just want to let the families know that we are praying for you. You are in our prayers, and we pray that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be upon you. We know that there's going to be a time of grieving and hurting, and we understand that, but we just want you to know that we have you lifted up. And for all of you who are going through some kind of a tragedy or devastation, we have you lifted up in prayer. And I just want you all to be blessed. I want you to just continue on your day and try to keep your heads lifted up. I know it's just a lot going on, but the Bible lets us know that all things work together for the good for them who love the Lord, for them who are called according to His purpose. I know that God has intentional love towards you and for you, and that, you know, just put your trust in Him. And Jesus understands our deepest sorrow. He knows our hurt. He is acquainted with it. And, you know, he has compassion for us. And so, families of North Carolina, just be encouraged. You know, I just thank the Lord for, you know, how He did protect the children when the gunman shot at the building or was getting ready to shoot into the elementary school. The gun got jammed, or the rifle got jammed, and God made a way for those children to be able to get in that building and for them to lock that building down. And, you know, God, He protects. He watches over us. I mean, even in the unseen world, we just don't know all the things that God is doing and maneuvering and moving around just for our protection, just to keep evil at bay. And we just thank God for that, because He is so good to us. And so you all be encouraged, and just stay lifted up on today. Now may the Lord God of peace Himself give you peace always. Rest in Jesus. This has been an Ahava Ministry, Ahava Moment, a love moment. Be blessed.